The poet Wisława Szymborska died yesterday in Poland. She won the Nobel Prize in 1996. NPR's new poetry editor David Orr has this remembrance.
The path to international fame as a poet generally doesn't involve writing short poems about sea cucumbers. Yet for the Polish poet Wisława Szymborska, the little things, onions, cats, monkeys, and yes, sea cucumbers, turned out to be very big indeed. A popular writer in Poland for many years, Szymborska became a reluctant international literary celebrity after her Nobel win. Szymborska is an ironist, but in her work, irony becomes playful, almost whimsical. To her, the poet is someone who moves with laborious ease, with patient agility, with calculated inspiration. Szymborska's poems generally focus on everyday subjects. She doesn't rant, she calmly assesses. She's a poet of dry-eyed, athletic precision, an acrobat, not a powerlifter. Here is how she begins a poem called Under a Certain Little Star. My apologies to chance for calling it necessity. My apologies to necessity if I'm mistaken after all. And the poem concludes, Don't bear me ill will, speech, that I borrow weighty words, then labor heavily so that they may seem light. Szymborska takes what is heavy and makes it light. Yet if her touch is gentle, it can still burn or freeze. Let's talk about that sea cucumber poem for a minute. It's called Autonomy and begins, When in danger, the sea cucumber divides itself in two. One self, it surrenders for devouring by the world. With the second, it makes good its escape. The sea cucumber can become two parts, one living, one dead. Szymborska compares this to the way in which writers have long argued that when they die, their work lives on, granting them a kind of immortality. But Szymborska is skeptical. She doesn't think anyone exists outside of time, or that writing poetry is a matter of falling on the right side of an abyss. As she says in the poem's conclusion, the chasm does not cut us in two. The chasm surrounds us. The ending of the poem could seem grim. After all, she's suggesting that there is, in the end, no way to cheat time. But if that's the case, if we can't continually evade death, then this is at least something we all share. It's no surprise that her poem is dedicated to the memory of one of her friends. Szymborska has now fallen into the very abyss that she wrote about with such understated passion. And yet it's hard not to think that with all her delicate power, she somehow still walks on air above us.
NPR's David Orr, remembering Polish poet Wisława Szymborska.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.